Let's do Florida Garcia. Florida Garcia. Garci. I just need one. 12272. Thank you. What's your entrance? Florida Garcia. United. Okay. This is a. How old is this? Let's see. 51-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of cough, congestion, headache, but before this started, she was having abdominal pain, leg pain, severe muscle-like swelling in her neck to the point that she thought there was something wrong with her throat, palpitations, and severe dizziness, period. And he figured out she's actually a pretty healthy lady. She thought she might have COVID, rightfully so. She did a 2 COVID tests at home. They were negative, and she continued to have this problem, so decided to come to the office today for evaluation. COVID immunization, yes, she had 2 shots before, and then she had COVID after that, so she's familiar with COVID very well. Surgery, tubal ligation, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, blood pressure medication she takes, and something for cholesterol she can't remember. She does have a PCP. Her maintenance exam is up to date, both the mammogram 3 months ago and a colonoscopy earlier this year when she turned 50 or 51. Social period 1 year ago, they've been abnormal. And she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She lives at home with her husband. Family history is only positive for coronary artery disease. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 189 pounds. Her weight has been stable, 98%, 98 temp, 16, 90, 117 over 74. Heart positive, swamp positive, restored lungs, few bronchi. TMs are red. Portion of pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal skin shows a rash. Patient has pain in the lower extremity to touch, severe pain. As well as in the upper extremity. Abdomen is tender over the epigastric area. Assessment, COVID-19 is positive, number 1. Number 2, flu is A is negative, flu B is negative. Number 3, strep is negative. Number 4, treat patient with Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. Number 5, rosefenic gram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number, bring me the name of the blood pressure medicine and the cholesterol medication. Next number, next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, her aorta, her liver, her gallbladder looked normal, except the liver looked fatty. Next number, severe pain in the upper and lower extremity. We looked at her upper legs and arms, and there was no sign of a DVT or PVD. Next time, this carotid ultrasound was totally negative. Next time, this echocardiogram was done for palpitation, was within normal limits. Next time, this pelvic ultrasound was done for abnormal periods, was within normal limits. Next time, she does have copious amount of lymphadenopathy present in her neck. Next number, I avoided Paxlovid because I don't know exactly what medication she's taking at home. Next number, if she's not better in 24 hours, she will call me. Next number, in absence of respiratory symptoms, I did not do a chest x-ray at this time, but if symptoms continue, we'll do a chest x-ray. Next time is vitamin D and aspirin are a must during COVID, and she understands that. Thank you.